You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have to tell you a funny story. Funny to me. I want to go back and talk for just a moment about Christmas cards, but I don't want people to freak out and say, oh my God, we just got done with the holidays. Don't bring it up. But I have to talk about this one thing. We don't send out Christmas cards, so therefore we are not on a whole lot of people's mailing lists because it's a reciprocal thing, right? People usually just send cards to the same people that they send to and vice versa. Anyway, but we probably got 15, let's say.
Okay.
All right. One of them, I open up, it's, and I'll hold up the envelope to you. It is addressed to the
Testa family. Boom.
At this address.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the return address, and it is the, I'm not going to say the name of the family, the blank family and their address. And they're probably, this house, based on this little town, is probably 15 miles from me.
Not far at all.
Okay. So I open it up, and it's one of those pre-made Christmas cards. Happiest holiday and joyful New Year's wishes. And it's the family in multiple shots. You've seen them,
oh,
right?
Yeah, it's the multiple pictures. Oh, there's the little family. Husband,
right, so
wife,
one photo,
boy, girl.
Is, you know, mom, dad, the boy and the girl.
Yep.
And then another photo is just the mom and the dad. And then other photos are just the kids.
That's a decent cardstock with rounded corners, too. I mean, that's not a cheap
corner. Rounded corners and thick stock.
That's an upgrade. Listen. That's thick stock, rounded corners.
This was not cheap.
It's like $1.50 a card.
Here's the funny thing. I have no idea who the hell these people are.
What?
I showed it to Gretchen. I go, do any of these people look familiar to you or the name? She was like, never heard of them.
What?
I showed it to my stepdaughter because I was like, what if it's somebody that, you know, she went to school with or something? She's like, never seen or heard of those people before in my life. So it is addressed to us by name from people we've never heard of.
Are these kids possibly a piano lesson family?
Nope. Checked on that, too. Nope. One of them, first of all, is too young. It's just like a toddler.
Right.
Although Gretchen is going to take on a three-year-old pretty soon in her piano lessons.
A prodigy, maybe.
Something. But no. The thing is, there's no connection with these people.
You recently sold that RV food truck thing you had. Is it that guy?
It's not that guy. I'm telling you. I've scoured. I even got out the magnifying glass and was trying to look closely. I was like, I have no
That's
idea.
That's funny. You're like Sherlock Holmes. Who is
so
this?
Here's my question for
you
and our listeners. Now, so I have two questions. One, could this be an elaborate prank?
Maybe.
Because I'm wondering how funny it would be if you just randomly picked out some people somewhere nearby, like 10, 15 miles away. It'd be like you in Littleton finding somebody maybe in Aurora, and you get their name, and you take your family photo Christmas card, and you mail it to them. And
out
then
of
you
nowhere.
Wait to see if they reach out, because there's a name and a return address on this card. Second question I have then is, do I write to them and say,
the
who are you?
The other way to prank this is maybe it is somebody you know that just did this to you, that just pulled stock photos out of somewhere, created a card, and then sent it to you as a joke just to freak you out.
Well,
there's that. I mean, this smacks of, I wish I had thought of this. I would do this to you.
Yeah, but see, the difference is you would have a Colorado postmark on it.
No. Oh, you're right.
Right?
Right.
And this is postmarked just down the road from me. It was mailed from this area.
That is so strange. You've got to reach out.
Do you write to
them? Did you Google the address and look at the house and everything?
I did.
Well, yeah, you have to. You really, do you recognize the house?
Their house is valued at about $462,000.
Yeah, the Zillow value, good. Okay.
It is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
I want you to reach out.
Okay, now I'm asking our listeners that too. Do you, and if so, what do you say in a letter to them? I don't have an email address. I don't have a phone number. I only have a mailing address. If you write to them, how do you word it? Because it could come back. They'd be like, what are you talking about? We met you at such and such. And then I'm going to feel.
Because you look like a jerk then.
Then I would be totally off their Christmas card list moving forward. But do you write to people?
But what's
say,
the loss? What are you going to lose? You're not going to lose like a friendship here because you don't even know who they are. You're like, okay, well, I'm not on their list anymore. I don't even know who you are. I say you got to reach out. This would drive me insane for months.
Well, I was going to ask you that.
It would drive me nuts. I would somehow have to reach out, but I don't think I would write him a letter. Dude, there is so many ways to Google from the address, find out who these people are and get a phone number. You could even call.
Call them? Well, I'm not going to call because then they have my number.
*67, block it. Call from a... Mm. Go to a Barnes & Noble and use one of their phones.
Well, then... Hey, can I borrow your phone?
You got those phones hanging on the wall, right? Just pick it up, dial 9, and get out.
I'll hold up the Christmas card to the person at Barnes & Noble. Look,
hey, listen, I have no idea
who
this is.
First, I should start asking. Maybe I ought to walk around the neighborhood, knock on doors. Hey, do you know who these people
are? It's got to be somebody you know. You got lawn people. You've got cleaning people.
It's not the lawn people. It's not them. It's not the cleaning people.
There was a mechanic that's at some point. You were working with a mechanic or something, weren't you?
I've got the name of a mechanic, but I haven't gone to see him yet.
It's not him.
No. What about you? Did you have any kind of interesting Christmas card stories?
The only thing, I can't top this at all, but the only thing I can relay back to everybody is I went to the mailbox yesterday and pulled out more Christmas cards. And it's been like this for the past few days. We're still getting Christmas cards from people. It's the 5th of January. I mean, we're well past Christmas. At what point before you throw these in the mail do you just say, this is stupid? It's so far past. It looks ridiculous now getting them on the 5th, the 4th. Who does that? Yeah. Now, I will say this, a couple of the people that we're getting them from, I do know are chronically like late to everything and they're a little lazy, so I kind of get it. But some of them are not. So it's like, why would you toss those in the mail now at this point?
Well, and were they local? Were they like Denver?
They're
area?
Local. Yeah. I mean, they're friends
so
and family.
You know, they did not put them in the mailbox until after Christmas.
I think, yeah, exactly, because I think local mail's still just only taking about a day or two
and even
tops.
If it took three or four. Today's the 5th.
Why do you put Christmas cards in now?
That is somebody who the week between Christmas and New Year's mailed out their Christmas cards.
And it's not people who like maybe got one from us and then felt obligated to turn around and send one then. It's not. It's not that situation at all. So we're getting things from people that we didn't send to. So it's like, why at this point?
That's funny.
Christmas cards are weird, man.
It's a weird fraud. It's a weird psychology.
And now, you know, we're sitting there with the stack of all the ones we got, and we're hitting that thing. It's like, when do you get rid of them? How long do you hold on to them? Do you shred them? You know, what do you do? We're hitting that point with all that stuff, too. It's like, because I just want them gone. At this point, they're clutter. That's so funny.
And the question is, do I write back to them and just say, hey, I don't know how I do that without looking like a big jerk.
There's no way around it. You will look like a jerk no matter how you reach out to them saying, who are you? Sydney wrote in on Facebook. She says, it appears to be a card from a person, not a business, correct? And yes,
it's a family.
It's a family.
It's just like you would send out with your family, like you on vacation and your kids.
Yeah.
So it's not a business.
Go to the county assessor's website to see who the address is owned by. It might tell you who sent the card.
Well, I've got their last name.
But you've got the return, so you've got the last name.
Yeah.
So that might give you some first names, at least, that would trigger something. And then search them on Facebook, says Danielle. Search them on Facebook. You have their last name.
But all I got is a last name.
You can't really just search.
It's a common last name.
Yeah, we won't say who it is, but very common last name. But I guess if you get the assessor, you get first names from the assessor and then go to Facebook.
I guess.
But still, you're just going to go look at all the photos on Facebook and still not know who they are.
Yeah, I can see them right here. A lovely family, by the way.
Wouldn't that funny?
An adorable family.
If you went to Facebook and there's a picture of you with them and you're like,
oh my God. Twilight Zone. There's Corinne on the phone. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, boys.
Good morning.
What do you think here?
Oh, totally write them back. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, but what do you say?
Nothing. Just be like, Merry Christmas and leave it at that. Why not? See if they respond.
So you're waiting.
Wait a minute. I can't send them a Merry Christmas now. We're into January.
They sent you one. Why not?
Well, I know, but I got this like December 20th.
He's been sitting on it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we've been on. We were on break.
Just get it.
We were on break and stuff. So.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I know, right?
Just ruining my mornings, why don't you?
Oh, left sorry. And right, Corinne. That's what we do around here.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
But you want him to at least write a letter back.
Yeah, why not? And for all you know, maybe this can be those people you never know, but you always just get Christmas cards and you always send them Christmas cards and forever you'll never know each other, but you always have Christmas cards.
It could go on for years now as kind of a thing now.
It could be, yeah. This could be a tradition of sending the Christmas card to the person you don't know.
To the stranger. The stranger family. The stranger dangers.
Is this, let me ask you something. Is this like some sort of, is this some sort of like TikTok challenge thing that has been going around? Is find somebody at random, get their, you know, their last name and their mailing address and send them a Christmas card just out of the blue. That's what I'm wondering. Is this some sort of elaborate prank?
I wish I was cool enough to tell you.
Well, you don't even know. And I can't.
I don't TikTok or anything, so.
And I can't, like, tell, you know, take a jab at Dom or anything and say, well, take your ginkgo biloba. Maybe you're just forgetting. Because his whole family doesn't know who this is.
Nobody.
His wife, his stepdaughter, nobody.
Corinne, thanks for listening. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye. See ya.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This could lead to the start of a beautiful friendship, though.
They look like lovely people.
They do. They're just
remarkably... Although they do have small children, so there's not a chance in hell you'd be hanging out with
that's
them.
Right. That's right.
Like, pass.
What are you saying?
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was funny, because when Gretchen said, yeah, I'm going to start teaching piano to a three-year-old, I was like, really?
Oh, no.
And bring a three-year-old over.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. I love children.
Sure.